Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. It's Paul with Torah Life Ministry. Thank you for joining me once again. We every morning do a morning devotional called Suffer Well, sufferwell.org. And every day you can listen to this if you're listening to this on the internet or if you're listening to this over the radio. We're in South Florida on a local radio station. It's so profound. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the devotional and then I'm going to give you a little teaching on it because this is the messages are always so important. And blessings to us because we forget often certain things. So let me read this devotional, and then I want you to hear this message today because I believe it can bless many of us because we fall into a trap often to think we're doing things with under our own power and our own strength. But we can do nothing. It's not even doing nothing without Him. He does everything through us when we let Him. But if we don't let Him, we are hurting ourselves. And that's what this is about today. So starting off, this is titled 7,000. And it says, Romans 11:4 is the first one it quotes. It says, and do you remember Yahweh's reply? He said, no, I have 7,000 others who have never bowed down to Baal. And in starting that, the devotional says, oh, my child, what do you think I meant when I said I have reserved? Does that mean I have 7,000 who do my will perfectly? Or is it that there are 7,000 I perfect? Yes, I know you. There is a big difference between my hand doing it and it being done by the hand of man. Remember, I said that it was not by might nor by power of the carnal minded, which should have given you illumination into my predestined plans, but it is by my spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is Zechariah 4:6. Then he said to me, this is what Yahweh said to Zerubbabel. It is not by force nor by strength, but by the Spirit, says Yahweh, Lord of heaven's armies. Praise Yah, praise Yah. Many of my children fight me on this pattern, this principle. It is a losing battle indeed. How they long to believe their own decisions would lead them to perfection. Have I not told you? There is none righteous, Psalms 55:3, which says, but no, all have turned away, all have been corrupt. No one does good, not a single one. And then he says, give me your ears, understanding, and your eyes, perceptions, my child. My pattern and everlasting pattern is one that reveals my sovereignty. How long will you compete with my glory? How long will you trust in your chariots and your horses? Have I not told you the battle is mine? And we go to 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, where he says, and everyone assembled here will know that Yahweh rescues his people, but not with sword and spear. This is Yahweh's battle, and he will give it to us. Hallelujah. Your job, my child, is to hand the battles to me. Detect the problem and hand it to me, and then leave it with me. That's it. That's what it says. And then it says, yes, my child, it sounds so easy, yet you fight me on it every time. Every turn. The real battle I want you to fight is the one warring internally. Your choice is to follow your flesh or my spirit. Romans 8:9 says, but you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of Yahweh living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Yeshua living in them do not belong to Him at all. The power I have given you is the power to root out all that is not of me and hand it over. I am your Father. I will protect you. I remove nations. For my children, I root out and destroy all the burdens, all that burdens you. All I ask is that you do not attempt to steal my glory. I won't let you anyway, and all it will cause is necessity that I have chased in you. These patterns are mine. Now go ahead and submit and find the path to life I have for you. What do you have that is not received from me anyway? Give in. I am waiting. So that is the profound, wonderful devotional that we see here this morning. And as we're looking at this devotional, we're going to get into a bunch of scriptures here this morning. And I want to start off by explaining to you about this battle that's going on, that we have complete control over. We choose to side. It says in the scriptures that in Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rules of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That is where the battle lies. Our true enemies are not other people, but Satan and his demons. That's what we have to remember. There are two totally opposed kingdoms at war, and we are the prize. Ephesians names the spiritual war, and we have no choice about participating. Let us accept this fact and become educated how to win instead of living in defeat. He that is within us is greater than he that is in this world. 1 John 4:4, which says, "But you belong to Yahweh, my dear child. You have already won a victory over those people, because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world." We will always win when we do things Yahweh's way. We will always lose if we do things our own way. That is what the battle comes down to. It's not difficult. It's not a difficult concept to understand. It's just difficult to put in because we're trained to trust in our own self. But Yahweh says, no, not in yourself, in me. In me, 1 Kings 19:8 says, "Yet I will preserve 7,000 others in Israel who have never bowed down to Baal or kissed him." This was not done by the wisdom of themselves. This was done by the wisdom of Yahweh through them. We look at what it says in Isaiah 11:2-4. Isaiah 11:2-4. "And the spirit of Yahweh will rest on him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, and the spirit of counsel and might, and the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Yahweh. He will delight in obeying Yahweh. He will not judge by appearance nor make a decision based on hearsay. He will give justice to the poor and make fair decisions for the exploited. The earth will shake at the force of his word. In a one breath from his mouth, he will destroy the wicked." The Almighty and all-powerful, wonderful creator, put it up to him. Leave it to him and put it in his hands. This battle is not ours. Give it to Yahweh. I know many of you are suffering mentally, emotionally, and physically. Many of you are worried with fear. You don't have that joy of Yahweh because you're trying to do this on your own. Yeshua says, "My yoke will be easy." Give it up to him. Hosea 1:7 says, "But I will show love to the people of Judah. I will free them from their enemies, not with weapons and armies or horses and chariots, but by the power as Yahweh their Elohim." By his power. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to leave it up to him and stop trying to fight in these battles that you can't win? Because when you're trying to do it on your own, you're choosing the enemy's side. But when you say, "I don't have control over this battle, it's not my battle." Remember when the prophet said, you know, when they were trying to curse the children of Israel, he said, I can't, it's not up to me. If Yahweh says something, it has to be done. Haggai 2:4-5 says, "But now Yahweh says, be strong, Zerubbabel, be strong. Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, be strong. All you people still left in the land. And now get to work, for I am with you, says Yahweh, Lord of heaven's armies. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised when you came out of Egypt. So do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. Do not walk in anything but joy, because he is with us. He is with us. And he's given us his holy word. Thank you, Father. His holy word. Ephesians 6:7 says it so beautifully. It says, "Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit," which is the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh. When Yeshua was being tested, what did he do? He quoted the word of his Father. That is it. Leave it up to him. Romans 3:10-12 says, "As the scriptures say, no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking Yahweh. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. Everyone's trying to do it themselves. Everyone's putting it up to their own confidence and their own wisdom. Without Yahweh, you are nothing. Leave it up to him. 1 Samuel 14:6 says, let's go across to the outpost. Of those pagans, Jonathan said to his armor bearer, perhaps Yahweh will help us, for nothing can hinder Yahweh. He can win a battle whether he has many warriors or only a few. That is the faith and the understanding. And if you don't even need the faith and the understanding, you just need to know the plan and the pattern. We don't have control. Yahweh is in control. Sometimes he wants to use us. Sometimes he doesn't. But when we leave it up to him, it's done. It's cured. 2 Chronicles 14:11 says, then Asa cried out to Yahweh, his Elohim, O Lord, no one but you can help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Yahweh, our God, for we trust in you alone. It is your name that we have come against this vast herd. O Yahweh, you are our God. Do not let mere man prevail against you. It's not the enemy that's coming against Yahweh. It's our own selves by choosing the enemy. That's what we have to get. That's what we have to understand and comprehend. Praise our wonderful creator. Praise him who lets all these wonderful things happen. As we've quoted it already and we quote it again. I'm going to say it again. And again and again and again and again. You belong to Yahweh. You belong to Yahweh. That's what we have to remember. Psalms 44:6 says, I do not trust in my bow, and I do not count on my sword to save me. No, we trust in our wonderful Heavenly Father. Hosea 1:7 says, but I will show love to the people of Judah. I will free them from their enemies, not with weapons and armies of horse and chariots, but by my power. As Yahweh is their Elohim. I love it. I'll read Hosea over and over again. It says, my people destroy for lack of knowledge because they don't remember me, because they don't know my ways, because they don't know me. John 14:17 to 18 says, he is the Hadak Kodesh who leads all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him. It doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be with you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. He's there waiting for us. He's waiting for us. Are you ready to just give up yourself and not go your own way? Are you ready to deny yourself and let him take care of your past? We've been fighting. We've been trying to help others. We've been trying to help ourselves figure it out. It's not up to us. There comes a time where we have to say, Yahweh, I can't do this. I'm putting this in your hands. And I'm going to trust you and be in joy that you're going to take care of this situation. We cannot do it on our own. We want to help people. We enable people because we're not leaving it up to Yahweh. We need to leave it up to him in his hands. We want to make our path straight, but Yahweh is the only one that can do that. John 14:23 says, Yeshua replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and I will come and make our home with each of them. We must listen to him and his word. It says in Galatians 4:6, and because we are his children, Yahweh has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, prompting us to call out, Abba, Abba Father, Abba Father. Just like we want our children to call on us when they're in trouble, and we'll take care of the situation the best we can. We need to do the same thing. We need to call on our Father because he's waiting to take care of us. But if we want to do it on our own, that's pride and ego, and that's trouble because we end up failing every time without him. Philippians 1:19 says, for I know that as you pray for me and the spirit of Yeshua Messiah helps me, this will lead to my deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must understand that the spirit of blindness that people aren't making this wise choice. Because the spiritual blindness, people are walking in darkness. The Bible says in John 14, 17, 20, the spirit of truth, The world cannot accept him because it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, which we just read. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live in you and also you will live in me. On that day, you will realize that I am the Father and you are in me and I am in you. Hallelujah. But 1 Corinthians 2:14 says the person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of Yahweh, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. And I tell you this, I have people calling me up and saying, what should we do now about all this stuff going on? And how are we going to survive and everything else? It's not my choice and decision. I'm going to just walk in joy and leave it up to him because he's in control. 1 Corinthians 1:18, 19 says, the message of the stake, the cross, is foolish to those who are headed for destruction. But we who are being saved know it is the very power of Yahweh. The scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:4 says, so ignore them. They are blind guides leading the blind. And if one blind guide leads another, they will both fall into a ditch. We have to understand the way he wants us to go. The way he wants us to go and to stop stumbling around in the darkness. He wants us to use his word as a light for our path. We have to understand about this battle that's going on and about the enemy, Satan, who's going to blind people and make people think they could do it without him. But no. No, it says he blinds the minds of those who don't believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news, 2 Corinthians 4:3-4. Don't be surprised, because it says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, even Satan disguised himself as an angel of light. But we must discern, because we must understand, when we know Yahweh, we're going to be just fine. We're going to be just fine. People have to know him. Hosea 4:6 says, again, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, they do not know me. You must understand him. You must understand, 1 Corinthians 1:21 says, in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world did not know Yahweh through wisdom. It pleased Yahweh through the folly of what we preached to save those who believe. Matthew 13:15-16 says, for the hearts of those people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. Be blessed. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Do you have eyes to see and ears to hear today? Romans 8:7-8 says, for the sinful nature is always hostile to Yahweh. It never obeys Yahweh's laws. It never will. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please Yahweh. And 1 Corinthians 2:15-16 says, those who are spiritual can evaluate all things. But they themselves cannot be evaluated by others, for who can know Yahweh's thoughts? Who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We must leave it up to him. We must leave it up to him. The beauty of Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah who takes it all upon him. John 9:39-41, Yeshua said, for judgment I came into this world, not those who do not see. Those who do not see may see, and those who see me become blind. Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said, are we also blind? And Yeshua said to them, if you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now you say, we see. Your guilt remains. And then John 8:11-12, no, Yahweh, she said. And Yeshua said, neither do I. Go and sin no more. Yeshua spoke to the people once more and said, I am the light of the world. You are to follow me. You won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Hallelujah. But the problem we have today is our ego and our pride. And that's what gets in the way. And we think we can do it our own way without him. Or some other God or some other false prophet of this world. No, there's only one way, and that is through Yeshua, our Messiah. When will people wake up? I don't have to argue and convince people. There's only one way, one truth, and one life, and it's Yeshua. 2 Corinthians 3:16 says, but whenever someone turns to Yahweh, the veil is taken away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The eyes are lifted. The scales are taken away when we turn to Him and we put our trust and our faith in Him. No matter where you are, no matter who you are, those of you that are going struggles in today's world, and I don't mean struggles because we're all going to go through physical hardships. I mean doing without the joy of Yahweh. That's the difference. And now's the time to just say, even if you don't understand, to say, I don't know, I don't understand, but show me who you are. Show me Yeshua. Let me feel His Spirit. I put my trust in you this day and watch what would happen. Just go ahead and speak to Him. Don't argue with me and discuss it with me. Don't try to seek it out. Just speak to Him. Tell Him to show you. Tell Him to show you. And watch what He does in your life. And watch who your real strength is. And who your mighty power is. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally be strong in Yahweh and His mighty power. We understand it's not up to us. I get it. It's not up to me. Psalms 28:7 and 8 says, Yahweh is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy. With my song, I praise Him. Yahweh is my strength of His people, the fortress of salvation, for He is the anointed one. Hallelujah. He is the one I choose this day and always. This is the day He has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 68:35 says, you, Yahweh, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to His people. Praise be to Yahweh. Sing a song of joy this morning. How many of you could walk with joy in total submission to Him? Because we can do all things only through Him who strengthens us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thankful for all He does for us. Never giving up. Never having fear. Always having the love that He puts upon us. I love it when Yeshua says in Matthew 19:26, Yeshua looked at them and says, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Hallelujah. All things are possible with Him. Isaiah 41:10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you my righteous right hand. That's only for those that put His trust and faith in Him. Only for you that put your trust and faith in Him will He offer that promise to you. Psalms 27:1 says of David, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom I shall fear. Yahweh is my stronghold in my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Exactly. 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 It's a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. And it's all from Him. It's the gift from Him that He gives us. How many of you are going to leave that gift unwrapped? Or how many of you are going to unwrap that and grasp it? For it's by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift from Yahweh. Not by your work, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. Romans 1:16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is by the power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone who believes. First to the Jewish, and then to the non-Jewish. Everyone has every opportunity to have the same wonderful salvation, but we must believe. We must believe. It says in Ephesians 1:19-20, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power to us who believe? According to the work of His vast strength, He demonstrated His power in the Messiah by raising Him from the dead and seating Him at the right hand in the heavens. Again, many of you can't understand this that don't understand it. There's many of you who are not willing to submit and leave it up to Him. You want to argue that there's many different paths, there's many different ways. You want to argue that why did this happen if He loves us? And all these other scenarios in your mind trying to justify His plan and His patterns. But I tell you right now, when you submit it to Him and you leave it to Him, you have trust, you have faith, you have understanding. And you understand everything we have, you're thankful for all the blessings we have in our lives. You understand the enemy can't hang around the confident. The enemy hangs around the doubtful and the weak. Submit yourself to Yahweh and resist Him and watch Him flee. Hallelujah. Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but Yahweh is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father Yahweh. We put our hope and our trust in you this day. Proverbs is another word for wisdom. Proverbs 31:25 says, she clothes herself with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come because she trusts in a wonderful creator. And we need to trust in him. We need to trust in him. Be strong and trust in him. Because remember about this battle that's going on, this battle for our souls that we choose when we pick the side we want to be on. But we have to remember those that trust in Yahweh are armed with the strength for battle. We have to remember that he is the one that equips us with everything we need. He is the one that fights our battles, not us. We must leave it up to him. That's where prayer comes in, and praying to him. Exodus 15:13 says, in your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. Thank you, Father. We must consistently be praying for his strength and trust in him. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, look to Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face always. Always, always, always. Psalms 86:16 says, turn to me and have mercy on me. Show me your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Show me your face, Yahweh. Hallelujah. When Yahweh is your strength, you are extremely blessed. Psalms 84 verses 4 and 5 says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are even praising you. We need to be consistent in listening to our creator and all he gives. And just praise him up. Praise him up. Psalm 21:13 says, raise up Yahweh in all your power with music and singing and celebrate the mighty acts and walking and rejoicing. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, submit and rejoice in our wonderful creator. Praise our creator. Leave it all up to him and he will bless you. That is our devotional for this morning. You can see these every day at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And thank you for watching. And if you're listening on the radio, thank you for listening. You can support us at the patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries, or you can go to our website at TorahLifeMinistries.org as well. And you can support and bless us there so these shows can continue to be on the radio and on the internet and everywhere. But remember, folks, it is not our battle. Our battle is just to submit to our creator and leave it up to him and trust that the outcome he has for us will be the outcome that's best for us this day and always. And remember as we go, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
When I was a kid, I was sure I could run across the ocean. Now I was gonna be an astronaut. But it was you and it was me. I had everything I needed. Faith could even move a mountaintop. And then I grew up. And then I got older. And my life got tough. And we grew apart. keep up with the Joneses. I was just happy that they live next door.